Service.
That's where we bow out of the BBC World Service and turn our attention to the new day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. The Farming Today team is in luck at a quarter to six as they visit an arable farmer from Wiltshire who was also a contestant on the latest season of the Great British Bake Off. And there's definitely cake involved. That's coming up after news briefing and our prayer. The Shipping Bulletin is next, but first Alex Renton looks ahead to the new series of In Dark Corners.
You may find the contents of this series disturbing.
I remember the sort of keynote speech. He brought his boyfriend on. Well, child, let's call it what it was.
I'm Alex Renton. I'm looking into the Paedophile Information Exchange, a campaign group that wanted to legitimise sexual relationships between adults and children. It closed in the mid-1980s. Now I'm finding out what happened to its hundreds of members, some at the top of the British establishment.
And one of the first things I saw was government-headed notepaper.
The new series of In Dark Corners starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this morning at 9:30.
Now, here's Simon King.
Thank you, Jane. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 8th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Etsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sol, Shannon, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New lows expected North Etsira 991 and White 989 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. North Etsira, South Etsira, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, northwest 4 to 6, fair, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, west or northwest 7 or gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, west 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Thames, west 5 or 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeast 4 to 6 later, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Dover, White, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 5 to 7, fair at first, then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor. Portland, Plymouth, east becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Plymouth, rain at times, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Biscay, Fitzroy, southwesterly but cyclonic in north 7 to severe gale 9, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sol, east 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, then north 4 to 6 later. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, northeast 5 to 7, backing north 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. Shannon, east 6 to gale 8, backing north 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ruckel, Malham, north 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey, north 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland, northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tyree Automatic, northwest 4, 19 miles, 1002, now rising. Stornoway, west by north 2, rain 6 miles, 1001, now falling. Lerwick, north-northwest 5, heavy rain and snow, 35 miles, 990, rising slowly. Lucas, west-northwest 4, 24 miles, 999 rising more slowly. Bridlington, west northwest 3, 999 now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 5, more than 27 miles, 1003. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1004. Jersey, east 3, 19 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast 2, 11 miles, 1004. Scilly Automatic, east by south 5, 19 miles, 1001, falling. Valentia, east by north 3, 27 miles, 1002, falling. Ronald's Way, northwest by west 2, 16 miles, 1002, now falling. Malin Head, northeast by north 2, moderate drizzle, 5 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. For today, the strong winds across northeast Scotland will gradually ease, while at the same time, winds will strengthen in the far south as a frontal system moves into the English Channel. Elsewhere, a cold and slack flow predominates before a freshening northerly flow develops for a time on Thursday. Cape Wrath to retrohead, including Orkney. Northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Retrohead to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Wintry showers in north, good occasionally poor in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, then backing west 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northerly 3 to 5 later. Rain or sleet for a time in south, showers later, good, occasionally moderate in south. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 5 to 7, then backing northerly 4 or 5 later. Fair at first, then occasional rain or sleet, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7, then backing north 4 or 5 later. Fair at first, then rain or sleet for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East 4 to 6, backing northeast 5 to 7, then backing northwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or sleet at times, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly 3 to 5, backing northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, then backing northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or sleet, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor in south at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, becoming northeast 2 to 4, then becoming northwest 3 to 5 later, showers later, good. Great Orme Head to the Mall of Galloway. Variable, becoming northeast for a time, 2 to 4. Fair at first, then wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man. North or northwest, 3 or 4. Becoming variable, 2 or 3. Then northwest, 4 or 5 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle, it's kind of a loch. Variable, 2 to 4. Becoming northwest, 3 to 5 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later. Wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamerican Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5. Wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Ardamerican Point to Cape Wrath. North or northwest, 4 to 6, veering northeast, 5 to 7 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, north, 7 or gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 8th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. Donald Trump has refused to rule out using the US military to take control of Greenland and the Panama Canal. A whistleblower has told a public inquiry that British special forces killed unarmed civilians in Afghanistan. In business, ministers at Stormont have warned the introduction of a digital travel permit will have a devastating impact on tourism in Northern Ireland. And in sport, Newcastle have taken control of their League Cup semi-final against Arsenal, winning the first leg 2-0. Donald Trump has refused to rule out using military force to take control of Greenland and the Panama Canal. Speaking at a wide-ranging news conference at his resort in Florida, the US president-elect also announced he would rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. The governments of both Panama and Denmark, which controls Greenland, have rejected any suggestion that they would give up their territory. Our North America editor Sarah Smith says it's unclear if Mr. Trump was being serious.
During Donald Trump's first term, when he said things like this, people often wrote it off as a joke, and his officials didn't even try to enact his ideas. This time around, he is absolutely determined that his agenda will be implemented. He's making appointments of people he knows will do that. And he really does have a bold and radical plan of action. What we don't know is whether to take it absolutely literally.
A former senior officer with UK Special Forces has told an independent inquiry into alleged war crimes in Afghanistan that the SAS had a golden pass allowing them to get away with murder. The officer from the Special Boat Service agreed there had been a massive failure of leadership. Graham Satchell reports.
The public inquiry started in 2023 after the BBC's Panorama programme reported a series of allegations that the SAS had been involved in extrajudicial killings and then covered them up. Some hearings have been held behind closed doors, and hundreds of pages of evidence have now been released from members of the Special Boat Service, another branch of the Special Forces, who were in Afghanistan immediately before the SAS. One SBS officer told the inquiry the SAS were being driven by kill counts, the number of dead they could achieve in one operation, and that on at least some raids, the SAS were carrying out murders. The inquiry is expected to continue hearing evidence for the rest of the year.
The Prime Minister has urged MPs not to back a parliamentary attempt today to push for a new national inquiry into grooming gangs. The Conservatives will propose the inquiry in an amendment to the Children's Wellbeing and Schools Bill. Sir Keir Starmer said such a move would kill the legislation. Analysis by the Institute for Fiscal Studies suggests state schools in England face tough financial